Very thick, that means v'nidbak v'koisi abayis, it sticks, it's very thick. So it sticks to the walls of the house. Umadlik is abayis, you have to be afraid, poshar asakonel, that maybe it's going to catch fire onto the walls. Hey, this balsam oil burns so well, and the fire is very thick, we're afraid maybe it'll come a fire on Shabbos, you go to put out the fire. So this very gzera not to light with Shemin 3.
Is the smoke coming out
of the house? Both, yeah. Oh, it's thick. Shemin is thick, the smoke is thick, the fire comes out. One and another time. One time is v'choshe, since it smells good, you want to be mistafik from it. And you're right, another time is v'shum sakona. So Gemara Maisa, the examen shem yistafik menu. Gemara hi chamte, there was a shviga, a mother-in-law. To have a son lele kalosa, she didn't like a daughter-in-law. Is Amrullah, she told the daughter-in-law, Zil ikshit b'mishcha d'yafasman, go put a lot of this balsam oil all over you. Put it like perfume, it smells good, put it all over your body. Although she went ikshit, she put this all over her body, smelled very good. He also, when she came to the mother-in-law, Amrullah, the mother-in-law told her, Zil itle shaga, now go light a fire, go light a match right now. Ozle itle shaga, she went, she lit the fire, infach banur v'yachlosa. The fire came and ate it all up. So he's given a maisa. So what does more bring down this maisa for? It's not just some of the mother-in-law and the shviga. No, it's supposed to tell you the halacha. This zach, don't let the chazal tell you, don't use this oil. You should know, be careful not to use the oil. Don't think, I'll use it, nothing will happen to me. A maisa show you that it could happen. It's a corner could happen from it. You have to watch yourself. Trash yisla shaga. Hidlik yisaneh. She taka one to light and the other daughter-in-law and she burnt up. Right. The postik says, Yim Yo said, O madalis oretz. He was the head of the butchers, the killing the people. He left over lekoramim uliyogim, left over for koramim, people that worked in the kerem, uliyogim, also people that work in the fields, the charisha. What does koramim mean? Toni Rav Yosef, elu malakte yafarsimin. These are the people that collected these bulls in me'ain gedi from me'ain gedi v'yad remosa. So these people, this he left over. Shrashi. Ad Ramosa Shemok and the Kormim Loshim Asfim, people that gather together. Kemoi Kormim Olav Esakelim, the Kama Perka Bekiva. So they gather together this balsam oil. Yoikvim, what does that mean? Elo Tsaide Chalos, these are the people that captured the fish, that the Chalosim that they made the Tchelis from. Misulnes Sheltsur Vyat Chifa, from the Vyat Chifa, from this place until Chifa. Trashli Yoikvim, Loshin Yukovim Shoitzrim, they squash it together. Upoitzim et a chalosim, they squeeze the chalosim, this type of a fish. Loitzi Doma to take out its blood. Kidermina perakla, Godla Kamon. His chalit is the blood of this fish called chalosim. So you used to take the fish and squeeze it out when it was still alive, and the blue blood would come out, that's called chalit. Venichim Nubuzardin Lulav Shemelech. Nubuzardin left over these people because he wanted the chalit for Lulav Shemelech. His tevel tomei means tevel means peiris and all these type of oil. They have olive. Before you took off trumas to maisus, before you take off trumas to maisus from the olives, it's tevel. Now the tevel became tomei. You're not allowed to have any anor from it. So you can't burn it. It's also banor. The chiddush says even though tevel toira lechura treat is also banor, tevel toira is also to have anor from. So the chiddush is, even though it's tummy, so even if you're going to be mafish not true mesamaisus, still the kohen can eat it. All the kohen can do is just have a no burning it. But it's only mutter to have that no of burning the truma tomato only after you are mafish true mesamaisus. But before when it's tevel, that's the din that is also to have any no from it. And even b'chol, even in the middle of the week, you can't have a no from tevel. Rashi ain't madlikin the tevel tomei the kol shchein b'tor and avad the tevel tor. That's also banol. The kama first time. So the mara kiyotze boy. Another din is like this. Ain't madlikin b'neft lovan b'chol. You can't light with neft. That's also type of an oil. We'll soon see. It's also chash. Maybe you'll burn up very easily. White neft b'chol in the middle of the week. The ain't self lemi b'shabbos. And who are din on Shabbos? You can't use it either because it's a sakona. So the mara. Bishleimen neft loven this white neft of Neishuav. Since it's very thick oil, and when you burn it, the smoke comes out very thick, it's a sakono, maybe you burn up the house. Therefore, even in the middle of the week, you shouldn't light your nair with this neft. It's a zera, it's a sakono. Avo tevel tomei, my timer. What's wrong with burning tevel tomei? Since even after you mafresh the truma, the kohen can eat it, All the Kohen could do was only use it to burn, to have anor from it. So now before, also, why can't you use it? So to my time on Makro, the Pasuk says, Vani hine nosati lecho esh mismeris trumosai. I gave you to watch two trumas that we had before. Vishtei trumas akosim medabit. This Pasuk is talking about two different types of trumas. And both it says, Vani hine nosati lecho, you gave it to the Kohen. Achas truma Torah. First it's talking about the regular truma Torah, that there's a mitzvah for Yisrael to be mafresh and give it to the Kohen, and the Kohen's allowed to eat it. Truma Torah, the Kohen gets to eat. Vyachas truma tumeya. And also truma tumeya, like we had before, that the Torah says, give it to the Kohen, and he could use it to have anor tachas tavshilcho. He's allowed to burn the truma tumeya, and b'shas he's burning it, it's mutter to have anor from it. So the Gemara now, my truma Torah, just like a Torah dika truma, the peiros that are Torah, ein l'cho bo'ele m'shas haram v'yelach, when is the Kohen or Yisrael allowed to have any anor from regular tevel or regular truma? Only after you mafresh the truma, then we say the Kohen is allowed to have that anor from it. So only after you mafresh truma. Before that, nobody can have anor. After you mafresh truma, then you give it to the Kohen is allowed to eat it. That's truma Torah. So like when I have truma tumeya, the same halach applies by truma tumeya. Ein l'chobo, when is there any type of a heter to have hanor from truma tumeya, ela mishas haroma v'eluch. Only mishas haroma v'eluch after you mafresh the truma, that's when you're allowed to have hanor from the truma tumeya. But before you mafresh, when it's tevel, it's also banor. Just like tohoira dika tevel is also banor, huadin tumeya dika tevel is also banor. Trashi ma truma Torah. Shehi liachila. Truma Torah is aimatit. The Kohen's allowed to eat it. Ein lecho bo ele mishas haram avielich. O mekami hochi, before you take off truma semaisris, athira is tevil. Shere tevil be misa liachlo. Whoever eats tevil, even if a Kohen eats a tevil, there's also an isa misa. Chayv misa b'dei shemayim. Is af truma tumeya, the same thing, even though this tevil is tomei, still af api shenat oichlam. Even though tumeya dika truma, you can't eat. Elamasika, the only thing you do with truma tumeya is use it to burn with asrula seka b'tivloi. Of a kozul mine's tevil, you warn mafish truma, it's also to burn it. So that's halach. You can't burn with truma with tevel tumeya even b'chelus also banu. Kufa, you have shir ben lozer oimer ein madlikim b'tzori. You can't light with the tzori as balsam oil. About it smells very good. It's like perfume. We have the chash. Maybe you'll take some out while it's burning. Trashing the forest liyel v'yoyk l'tana v'yozo deina bo min afri. We'll see if you have another time why you can't use it. V'ayt v'chein hoyer reb shir ben lozer oimer tzori einu elef tzraf miyatzi aktov. Tzori is a type of perfume that comes out of the balsam tree, and it's like sraf, it's a type of gum, mi'atzek tav, comes out of the tree called kitav. Rashi. Let's finish the first Rashi. She'ein madlikim b'tzori. The forest liyel, like I said before, v'yoyd, another time, is k'otoni v'yoz, we'll soon learn. The ein abo min apri. It doesn't come from the fruit itself. Ela min ha'et. It only comes out of the tree itself. It's a sap that's in the tree. Seraf b'almas. The sap comes out of the tree. V'evele kizephis. It's like tar. V'ein a nimshech. It's not such a good oil. Lish nachru. Another pshat is, v'chein hoi v'mishir me'alaz v'oimer. Lav time with the nusa yoyim. Halach ikom v'yoyd. He said another thing about tzri, but not that this is the reason. That what it's atzei haktav tzrashi kach shemom. That's the name of the tree. It comes out of atzei ktav, and it's a sap that comes out of the tree. Rabbi Yishmael loymer kol hayoytze mino eitz ein madlikim boy. Shmuel is machmir, says a thing. Anything that comes out of a tree, you can't light with. Rabbi Yishmael, we'll soon see if you hold like this or not. Rabbi Yishmael ben Baruch Hu Aimer, Ein Madlikim Ela B'yotzim Min Apri. You can only light with something that comes out of a pri. It's like a hezbo. It's not enough. It can't come out of the eitz itself. It has to come out of the pri. It's like Shemen Zayis. Trashi Min Apri, Lafuke Shemen Dogin, Lafuke Shemen that comes out of the fish, the itroin, that's like a sap, Vitzori, also type of a sap that comes out of the tree itself. That's no good. Only oil that come out of the pri itself. Reb Tarfenoime ein madlikim ele b'shemen zayis bovad. You can only light the nair for Shabbos with shemen zayis bovad. Omer Reb Yechanan ben Nuri Aragav. Reb Nuri got up on his feet. The Yomer, he said, according to you, Reb Tarfen, according to all of you, Mayase an she bovel. What are the people in bovel going to do? Shein lem ele shemen shum shemen. All that shchiach to have in bovel is only shemen that comes out of sesame oil. So according to you, it's osir. So what are they going to light with? They only have peanut oil. They only have oil comes out of nuts. They only have oil that comes out of the radish oil. They don't have ela neft. They only have neft. So what are they supposed to do then? According to you, you can't live with all these things. What are they yoytzim? Ela zokja biyachanin ein lechoya lamashram ruchachomim ein madlikim. We only have a loch of the first Mishnah. Only the first Mishnah says ein madlikim is only those type of shemin that don't burn well bechlau. By shaking anything that burns well, it's mutter. Because even though it could be the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah. Use anything. It's just you can't use. Vlei b'zefes, vlei b'shava, vlei b'shem ekik, vlei b'shem etzreifa, vlei b'aliyah, vlei b'chemet. That's all. But all these other types of oils, even though they do go through the wick nicely, maybe it doesn't give off the nicest light like shemen zayis does, but avadi it could be yetzer the mitzvah. Just the only concern is only these first shemens, the shemen kik, shemen and zefes, and shava, there will choshev it doesn't go through the wick so well, we're afraid maybe you come to move the wick while it's burning. But these things, that's the mitzvah, and I'm mukher, if you don't have it, you don't have it. Avadi nasa lachar also, you could be yetzer with all these types of oils. But you're allowed to light with shemen dogin because it burns well. Over yitron, yitron and kolsi is also something that burns well. We have a shemen shizuri yoyme madlikin b'shemen pakuas. You could light with shemen comes out of pakuas. That was the last rash before said type of pumpkin, the pumpkin oil. Over neft, you could also light from neft the kerosene. You could also light with. Anything that comes out of bosel, like the dogim, bosel dogim, you can't light with that type of shemen. Hey, shemen dogim is matter. But other type of shemen, something means fat, like the Mishnah before says, hey, chelev, you can't use chelev that comes out of a behemoth, that no. But bosel dogim is matter. For the Gemara, sumchis, hainu tanakama. According to Sumchis also, he's a Tanakama. He owes what? Bosanak. That was the first Mishnah that says Loi B'chelev. So Chelev was awesome, but Shemin, Dogim is Mutter. So Chorus Simchus is Mamashat, the first Tanakama of the Mishnah. What do we need a new sheet to Sumchis for? Had the Gemara, Ike Benayo, the Rav Runya. Like we had before, Rav Runya's Chiddush was that the Shemonim that are also to use, what about if he add a little bit Shemin Zayis into it? They have a little bit Shemin Kosher with Be'er Shem as a Mutter or not. And I'm a rav leim ufaimi. We don't know which one is matter and which one is not matter. Rashi, ike benayil the rav runya, the yom atzorach lo seis to toichoi shemen kolshu. If you put a little bit good shemen in, it is good. Inami the afsher chelav mahutach the tarubas shemen kolshu. He was matter before chelav mutach. He melt down the fats and ate a little bit shemen zayis. Then it's mutter. Yischad manech tanoi sovel rav runya the chelav nitte b'tarubas. Aber Shemen Dogim, Afilu Beina, is also Mutter. The Chad Sova, Shemen Dogim, Adet Terubis, Aber Chilukla, Bakla, Loi. So we don't know which one of two sheetahs hold what. But, Tanya Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Weimer, Kol HaYoytse Mina Eitz, Ein Boi Mishum Sholosh HaSholosh. This is a little Hilchus Tuma now. What type of a Begid is called a Begid to be Mekabel Tuma? There's a loch rizah that has a shame beged, we learn out Luchas Negoyim, that if a neged comes onto the beged becomes tummy. So you have to have a certain shiach shiva to a beged. So kol ha-yoytzim minayetz, anything that comes out of a tree, ain't by mishrim sholosh ha-sholosh, doesn't have this chumrah that if it's 3 inches, three fingers, by 3 fingers, that's makabel tuma. Or mesachim boy, memelik, you use these things to make schachan sukis, since it's not makabel tuma, chutz mi pishtin. Pishtin is different. So Trashi, ain't boy mishrim sholosh ha-sholosh, lekabel tuma begimulatz boys. If the beggar is only three fingers by 3 fingers, it's not makabel tuma. Yoytzim neitz k'moy canvas or semigefen, by type of a katin or type of a canvas. Or mesach tachim boy, sukkah, you gotta use it to make schach. Hoyo v'yein a makabel tuma, d'yein mesach tachim bedover makabel tuma. Because you can't use for schach something that is makabel tuma. So if the beggar will be of a material that's makabel tuma, you can't use it. Kedi afinu mesach tachim. Migon chum mikvechem. Chutz mi pishtun, the yafin lekamon the ikri eitz that pishtun flax is called a tree, and makabel tumah negoyim, and still there's a parsha of tumas negoyim by pishtun. Afilu einin sheboy, even the raw flax could lekamon hilchach ein masachim b'yoinin. Therefore, you can't use flax, even the raw strips of flax, you can't use chaschach, because that's a dega, that's makabutum. But a regular kolayetzimene, something like cotton that comes out of the tree, you can, it's not makabel tumah, and you can use it for tzach. Omer Abaye, Zok Abaye, Rebbe Shimon ben Elozer.